when you watch Florida State, Alabama, I mean, it's one thing selling Wolf tickets. I didn't really, yeah, it really had escaped me to a degree that Florida State had really slipped on an oil spill. So for them to come back like this reminds me of the old days. Bobby Bowden there, I mean, they were elite. And that place understands it. I just, Alabama, following a legend, expectations, a lot of their kids have been swallowed up in the portal. Should we be surprised that you drop a level when you lose Nick? Shouldn't we expect there to be some bit of a drop-off?
I've always been a little... I'm not sure how to take Nick Saban's retirement, because he basically said he was retiring because he didn't want to deal with NIL money, and right. He didn't think he could deal with changing his recruiting style to fit that, which is kind of weird to me. So, like, well, I don't know. Would he still be the greatest coach if he can't recruit in this modern era? I don't know.
Well, I mean, you've got to recruit your players every year.
Sure.
The thing that teed him off.
But it's like putting Newt Rockne in today's world of college football. You know what I mean? You'd be like,
well, because
would he still be a good coach? Because the way the whole thing works, Lau, and
well, they're not accustomed to players having rights.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a total, totalitarian rule. I mean, you know the power coaches had back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on, man. So now I can understand why you wouldn't want to put up with it. Then I would say, well, wait a minute. There should be another part of you that wants to prove you can beat it or you can win with it. How are other people having success with it? But when you're that sought after, you can go to TV where you're a demigod. But I think the real competitor wants to come back and prove something. Alabama now, their fans have the patience of a gnat. And so it's really going to be tough to see what happens going down the road. Because usually one game is one is death. They've changed it around and you can lose two.
Yeah.
And still have a shot.
They got enough teams in the playoff now.
But Alabama now, and what's going on with Georgia, with Tennessee? I mean, it's Sharks and the Gators. Sharks in the water. It's going to be really interesting. I don't blame DeBorg. I don't blame anybody for going for what your ultimate dream was. But, I mean, Washington was not – that wasn't little sisters of the poor. I mean, the Huskies was a big-time program.
Oh, yeah.
And
we saw Penix there. We all watched him.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, it was strong. This is the one that gets away with me is the one that has all the money, as much money as they want, and they are so disappointing annually. Texas A&M, the Aggies, always in the top of prospects that they get, people that they secure, they're loaded. You can't outspend them. Yet every time they go out and get a reach, when has it worked? It really hasn't. It really hasn't. When have we been excited about A&M? Manziel.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the last, like, star. Yeah.
That completed, that actually exceeded expectations. Yet we don't ride them like Secretariat. We don't talk about them. We go after Clemson, of course, and some of that's warranted because he's trying to buck the system. And then, you know, LSU, it's just
Von
crazy.
Miller. Von Miller's an A&M grad.
Mm-hmm. How many years was Von? That wasn't a transfer thing?
That was not recently.
Okay,
but
no, it was a minute. Yeah, no, it was a minute. But the funny thing to me, it's still LSU. I don't know. This is a lot for week one. I'm just saying this is a lot for week one. But we kind of needed. So I wanted something to get me off Terry watch. And I'm still concerned about. I'm happy for him, but concerned about how they ease him into this. Can't ramp him up too soon. Because he's behind the eight ball in terms of having cleats on, having resistance. Working out by yourself is not working out in team. And having somebody check you. Even though they're not going to hit you hard, they're shoving, they're pushing. while you're trying to go.
You're still getting the timing down and things,
there's
too.
There's a lot to get down.
Yep.
And the worst thing that could happen is you come in and you get nicked up. So that's why I think one of the things I love about DQ is that he gets it. I mean, he really does coach him like he played. He coaches like he understands that sometimes your feet just hurt, especially putting on cleats a certain way or whatever. So there's little things that happen. That's my concern for this week. I can't believe how close we are. I really can't believe how close we are.
I know. It's like when you're at the restaurant and you see your plate come up at the cook stand, you know, or whatever, and waiting for the waitress to pick it up. And you're like, you know it's coming. You can see it right over there looking real good.
Yeah. Especially when it's breakfast base. That first one, that's the best one to me.
But you're a big brunch fan, by the way, Doc? You like brunches now?
Well, no. I mean, I like breakfast. I could eat breakfast through all three meals and be fine with it. Yeah, and be fine with it. But what we're going to experience with the Giants, I'm glad we're playing the Giants because you have to respect and fear your first opponent. Or you'll
it's division, too.
Yeah,
so.
It's so important. I wonder, is our base as juiced up as they would be if it were the Cowboys or the Eagles?
I mean, I don't know if anyone gets as juiced up as when it's the Cowboys. That's just, you know, that's the rival in this town. But it is a division game, and I think, you know, Giants were kind of the punching bag of the division last year, but I don't think they're going to be that way this year. And if you're looking at them the same, you know, like, I don't think they're going to come out and be the surprise winner of the division, but I think they're going to be around 500, you know.
Why not? If healthy, and of course that pivotal position of quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, we still need to see how he pans out in New York. I don't know. I mean, you know, starting another new quarterback, and they've got, there's a lot of questions that still need to be answered up there.
It's just like no different than Big Tony's Steelers, who I will admit it now, I will never admit it to him personally, but I think they're going to be good. I think they're going to be better than they've been.
Yeah? Do you think with Aaron Rodgers, you think he's going to do it?
Yeah, because they will.
You think they win that division?
I think they're going to be much better than we expect. Don't forget, they've been 500.
Yeah.
They've been average.
They've been about 500.
They're going to be above average. I believe that because, number one, based on their age, they're long in the tooth, and I'm going to look at that as an advantage. Yeah, and I just think Aaron's going to be good enough, and their defense is always their defense. I really believe it's going to finally be enough. Because let's face it, take out the hype. They've been mediocre. And this edge rusher thing, still done. Other than quarterback, who has more influence on today's game?
Well, I mean, in that sense, it's still
the four or five edge rushers that are dominant.
It's still about the quarterback, though. I mean, because they get to the other team's quarterback.
There
so
you
it's
go.
Like if your quarterback can flourish and your opponents cannot, that's the kind of the game plan right now. Like,
yeah. And that's why our concern is here for me with the Commanders is that I know Vaughn's going to be Vaughn, but our problem is not just rushing the passer, it's defending the run. We had two issues. That no one has stood up yet and beat their chest like King Kong. I want to know, can we got to suffice one of them. We can't let you dominate us on the edge and then we not get to the quarterback. So we're not asking you to be Superman, but we are asking you to do one thing better than we've ever had it done in a minute. I think that's important. Other than that, I mean, it's like Etch-a-Sketch. You're trying to figure all this stuff out. And I'm just not sure we haven't seen it. But the Giants opening possession, if they took that ball and put together a substantial drive against us, I would be sick. Because I think the defense is going to pop. I really do. But that's the cool part about this right now. What are you basing this on? Because it's the unknown. You haven't seen it. Nobody played, for the most part, or significance in it. Now, Big Tony's handler, Jeff Walker is actually out in the wilderness today. I forgot about that. Now, him I can trust because he's got him in one of those deer. Have you been hunting? Are you a hunter?
Yeah, not really.
So you've never been up in the tree and what do they call it when they build that little platform up? So
I know what you're talking about, the little lookout thing.
Yeah, so they can cheat on animals. I said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, Big Tony. Now, Tony can't get up there. There's no way that stair they can hold him. But Jeff Walker, B. Mitch Finley, Landfill, he's there.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, Jeff, I was working with him the other day. He said he was going out.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, they just sent me photographs of it. I don't trust Big Tony, but I do, Jeff. If Walker's out there, and I don't think they could have photoshopped it in a way, so I'll buy it.
I thought we were supposed to be getting some jerky at some point. That's all I know.
Now, one thing, he will do that.
Yeah, I've
had that before.
No, I know.
I don't think he did it, but he was able to obtain some jerky from whoever is actually doing this stuff.
I just need a dehydrator, really, or something like that.
Well, he's had Jeff out there, man, with a bow. I mean, Jeff's really getting into this hunting thing. And that's, have you ever been out with a bow or a rifle?
I mean, I've shot rifles like on a range, but not to go hunting.
Okay.
Yeah, I did some archery when I was a kid. When I lived in Arizona at one point, my next door neighbors were really into archery.
The bullseye.
Well, yeah, and the thing, so we lived in the desert, you know, it's in Arizona, and you could just take the targets and stick them on a cactus and go walk 20 feet away, and, you know, you had your range wherever you wanted, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, now that, I took that for granted. No, I'm telling you, that
I haven't done that in like 20 years, though. It's been a while.
Yeah, no, it's, I respect the people, they respect the art of it. They're not reckless. And so that's, I don't believe Tony can do it, but I do know that Jeff Walker is probably pretty good at it. The girls are going to school. Baby's going to school first time?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you said she was going.
No, the younger one being pre-K.
Oh, pre-K, okay.
Yeah, and the older one's starting first grade. They both start on Tuesday.
Elementary school. What do you remember about your elementary school?
Well, I was a military brat, so I was moving around a lot. I went to like 3 or 4 different elementary schools, you know, like just growing up. So
that's hard.
Yeah. I went to, in kindergarten, I was in California, in LA. And I remember the thing that was weird about there is the high school didn't have hallways, it was just classrooms, and they were connected by essentially sidewalks. But like there were no.
What?
Yeah, they didn't have like hallways between the individual classrooms because they didn't need them because it was like California. It's pretty much nights every day.
That's awesome that you can remember that.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. I mean, I went to some schools like that in Arizona too where they would have like the lockers would like be in a circle in like, you know, in between the classrooms because they didn't have hall because it's like it rains like 5 days a year, you know? It's like, so they don't worry about it.
Yeah, being in the military, but to remember, first grade is awesome.
Well, that was kindergarten.
You remember kindergarten.
That was in kindergarten. Yeah. I remember that specifically. I mean, I remember a lot of things from kindergarten. I remember I learned to ride a bike that year.
Yeah, the one thing that I would want Sheehan to explain to me is that I used to have, I don't know, I felt like I had at least 100 phone numbers memorized. You know, I never had to write anything. I always had to memorize. And now I can't remember my phone. I mean, what happens when you stop using your memory in that category? How in the world could it vanish? I mean, I'm telling you, I never wrote anybody. I always had to memorize. I knew all of them.
Sure.
You know, and now it's like it blows me away.
And well, I remember
is it age, or is it just because? Lack of reps.
No, I think you also just use your brain in different ways now. You're remembering different stuff, you know? We got a lot more things to remember these days, I feel like. Every password for every account on every app on every phone and device, like, there's so much stuff we have to remember now.
Yeah, and if you couldn't store that, it would be way too complicated.
Sure, but then every now and then you got to get a new phone or computer or whatever, and you got to remember all those things that you forgot because, you know, it's just, I don't know. We still got stuff to remember. It's just not the same things.
But not, sports is one parameter to look at this at. But it's changed dramatically. And I think for the better. I think it's good. I remember so many things about your rookie campaign the first time you go in a pro locker room. That's why I never try to disrespect preseason to the point where, because it's only preseason for the vets. These rookies and free agents, it is a dream come true. It's so fascinating. It's so like, wow. And I can recall the rules and all these things in the locker room prohibited. That's done. That you can cheat, but you, everything is kind of morphed. But I do think it's safer. Do you remember the safeties back in the late 70s, 80s?
Like Ronnie Lott like biting off his own finger?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but that's a whole different mindset as opposed to today. Jack Tatum. There were guys, Kenny Houston, who was here. But there were guys that were absolute, they were like convicts playing safety. And they would tear, and you, because there was no rules. People going across the middle, I mean, playing.
I mean, Sean Taylor was still hitting, too, when he was
playing.
Well,
Sean did it in the modern era.
Yeah.
See, that's why Sean stood out so much like a sore thumb, because he was playing an 80s game, and he was tearing people.
But he would have been good in the 80s, too.
No, he'd have been good in any era. But I know that being on the sidelines, I could see fear in receivers when you got a hitter in the middle. Like Ronnie Lott, there was Fincic and Plank with the Bears. People who, like the Ravens secondary. When you have a hammerhead playing safety, and I do believe now this year here with the Commanders, we're going to have that presence back. It makes a difference. Because everybody's human. Even with rules change, you know when that guy that will run through you is back there. And then not everybody has that ability to, we refer to as break glass, to run right through it and not hold up. A minute.
Even if you're not afraid of that hit still make you drop the ball half the time. You know, it's like.
Well, it's a mind. Now, there's more comfort now because these young athletes now don't expect to get hit. And so I think that's one thing about it. But I love how rule changes have come in over the last 40 years or so in the game, how it has altered things. I mean, quarterbacks used to get smashed. I mean, I remember so often you hear the whole rule was to just knock him out. And the game is better now because they protected that. Because some of that stuff was going on was absolutely crazy. And the things that could happen out of linemen by clipping guys, by going low, below the kneecap, all those things got cleaned up. I'm impressed at how physical the game can still be with the rules, but I'm all for the rules. Because there's guys that can't walk now or have lost the services of certain limbs because they got knocked out. Now, this horse collar deal, I saw a horse collar yesterday that wasn't called, and I wondered, do we give a grace period for officials? I don't think we grade enough on the curb with officials. And how much tolerance should there be for people missing calls and then defining what holding is? It alters games. And I would like to see us increase our level of efficiency with officials. 11:21 is the time. We'll take a second and we'll come back and get a little bit closer to what will the Commanders' offense look like with 17 in the huddle. High noon, Lamont Jordan, Turpin Nation, get set for a man that will have some answers on the Commanders front. You program, you got to change some numbers. Marcus Mariota's back in 8. And Tyler Owens, 18. George Font, 77. Colson Yankoff, 80. Javon Kinlaw, 99. Were you aware of that?
No, I know some people really get into the whole who's wearing what number thing. I've never cared that much.
Some people do. I mean, it's so we just provide like content.
There's some players that are very associated with their number, like, you know, Ovechkin is the great 8, for example, yeah. Right? But like most of the time, it doesn't really matter that much to me. Certainly not in football where there's so many numbers. And now the numbers don't even really reflect your position anymore. So
5 meant a lot to JD.
Sure.
And
I know he paid the kicker a lot for that, but
I don't know what the terms were with traits with Wade, but
well, he didn't just give him like a fee. He was like, take my family on vacation sometime with your family. It was like a
but that's him though. He's just such a stud.
No, it sounded cool. It's like a good way to like get to know you and, you know, welcome to the club or whatever. Yeah, you know, I get
it was
that.
Class.
Yeah.
No, wait, it was classy. That is something, but it's more of an off-season move that you could get into. Is really, I would love to have it official to know what these ransom prices have gone for, what jerseys and number. Really, a lot of guys have a lot of ice that's already, you know, tuned up to the particular numbers, and they'll pay for it. And I think you should if it gets to be that big of a problem. Damascus is our next stop. Christopher, welcome home.
Hey, thank you, Doc. How are you doing? You guys, thank you for being live and local today.
Well, yeah, I mean, how else could you do it following a college football bonanza? And yesterday was just so...
It's still going on.
Like, I know it.
Sabah was saying, you know, there's an exciting game tonight and one tomorrow night.
Well, this afternoon. Hokies this afternoon.
Well, I'm on the Nats, but on the puppies. But anyway, you're talking something about memories and how we forget certain things. But one memory is, well, of course, my favorite one that I was burned, I can never forget, is the first time I walked into Memorial Stadium out there in Baltimore on East 33rd Street and saw that green field. That I'll never forget. That was like heaven. But this one I'm a little foggy on. Do I might remember you catching a pass, and you had some open field, and I think you carried that thing like a loaf of bread in one hand. And I should have known then you were left-handed, but might that be true? And then if you may, here's another thing. You know, John Riggins is you talk about JoJo Washington, you know, he's great. I love him. And him and Riggins made a great combo. But, you know, I never saw Riggins get caught from behind, and he never fumbled. Never fumbled.
Yeah, I don't recall either. Well, I was talking about Joe with Oklahoma and OU and the rivalry.
Joe did with Washington, too. Joe did his thing.
No, I'm just talking about my point of reference was not – both of them were outstanding. They were awesome. And JR is a freak of nature. So anytime John Riggo, if somebody told me, hey, do you know he did that? I said, I believe you.
He didn't fumble once. I think he carried it 380 times and didn't fumble once. Anyway, I was wondering if you want to talk Commanders breaking down their backfield, what it looks like, you think, this year. And have a good one, you fellas. See you at the top.
Okay, good deal. No, they'll break it down based on what they do in the game. Yeah, as hocus pocus about, we'll find out if it's going to be Bill Rodriguez. I think Rodriguez, to me, I've always, he's been my guy. They've treated him like a stepchild in the past, and yet he just bounces back. He's just gritty. But I'll take them all because, to me, the value comes in, make this line look good. Help this line really be the best line we've had in a while. Because we got to be able to run the ball. Can you imagine how dangerous this offense would be if we're seriously running the ball the right way? You can't then focus on 5.
I think they're trying to cook up some interesting schemes here, too, a cliff here. Like, they've got, you know, Bill, who is a very multifaceted running back, and they're going to try to be passing to him, I'm sure, on the flat or maybe even the slot or whatever.
Yeah. No, he got juice.
But then you've got Debo, who, I mean, you cannot tell me they're not going to be running some reverses or something, some sort of end of rounds or something with him. And then you got JD, who can run also.
But
and
the there's
just a lot of options on who can run and who can catch and whatever on that.
Okay, and let's go game, real game situation. How are you going to catch people off guard with Debo? They're expecting that. What's going to be, what we don't know is what the unexpected is. See, I if we trick somebody with him on a reverse, they should be bullwhipped. Because that's what he does. What I want to know is what is Cliff coming up with that we haven't seen.
Well, maybe you run a double reverse or something. You know,
like, okay, I'm just saying.
Like, there's all kinds of stuff you can still do with it. I don't know. Cliff comes up with some interesting plays
when he has
players that have multiple talents in their skill set. So I'm really excited to see what he comes up with here.
Me too. I'm looking forward because when you put pressure on a defense, when you got 5, now 1, 17, 86, you got freaks. You got to have a new. What separates the NFL from any other league is the unusual players. You start getting to this level to where it's like the Giants. They got some freaks. We're not hearing a lot about them. The thing I'm uncomfortable with is I hope we have a good level of fear. I hope we don't consider this a gimme because it's not. They've got some quick twitch fellas over there in New York. And that D-line, it is vicious. So all I'm saying is that, and I'm sure within the Commanders' camp, they got a genuine amount of respect for it. Fan base, get with it. This is not a pushover. You're going to mess around running into something you don't want to see. 11:34 is our time. We take a quick break. Don't forget top of the hour. Lamont Jordan, the all-time leading rusher at the University of Maryland, will break down what he thought about the Terrapins on game day. Here on a beautiful Sunday. You ready for September?
I am. I'm a big summer fan. Summer is my favorite season, but I also love football season. So.
What do you remember about this summer?
About this summer?
This summer. What do you remember
about? I mean, I did a lot of great stuff with my kids and stuff. Okay. I mean, I'm not trying to get too into it on the air, but.
No, I'm just saying from a sports standpoint, what will you remember about the summer?
Oh, from sports standpoint. Yeah. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hate to be the master of obvious, but.
No, I know. I'm just like, I don't know. My favorite stuff this summer was like going on vacation.
I get that personally. But from the business standpoint, is it scary, Terry? Has it been?
I mean, the talk about Terry has been the big story, I think, this season.
You know, we went from Ovechkin.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like a tidal wave, Ovi, Ovi, Ovi. And then it just seems like we went into where I thought
James Wood knocked it at the beginning of the season. That was
a flow. Yeah. It was like a tsunami. We were waiting into it, and then it kind of quieted.
Yeah, he kind of got into that slump and that little funk and stuff.
Changing of the guard. We kind of went through that, and then it was, I think, Terry.
Yeah.
The next wave or kind of thing that got us, because I can't think of and then now to college. And I don't think we're overwhelmed by it. It would take a loss.
Yeah, I guess one of the big stories, too, was the Wizards not doing well in the lottery, you know, getting the 6th pick or whatever.
Was new. You're right. That was a big thing.
That was a big start. Like, not a positive one, but.
No. But they may have come out okay because it doesn't matter what pick you get, he can play.
Well, I mean, it does matter, but.
Well, it matters if he can't play.
Yeah.
But they need guard play. I think they did okay. Based on what we hoped for.
They're still looking for their Jaden Daniels, though.
But you may get a nut early on. There's some guys, I mean, that don't sound too stable.
No, I know. They're still looking for that you know, franchise transforming player. I don't know that they found him yet. We'll see. You know, there's still time. So
I think the biggest thing for me is going to be not hyping it, but really just looking at it and going, you know what? This WNBA thing is nice. It's not a, this is real. It's exciting. I view a lot of it now in a large proportion with joy.
Oh, yeah.
Like the game, like the players, like the fact that it looks like we're not going to be at the bottom. I like what the Mystics are doing. So, I mean, because it sucks to be in sports and your teams are terrible.
Yep.
Let's let that be known. It's not fun covering teams in last place.
Nope.
And so, yeah, I do dig in. When somebody's good and showing promise, yeah, I take it personal. I'm like, thank goodness.
Would just like to take this time to remind you, though, that when I started this company, Dan Snyder sold the team about 2 weeks later. So, you know, I just want to show that
right.
My influence of me joining the Odyssey team here.
That's a lot. You know what? Makes sense.
One of the first things I did was work that big event we had over at the bullpen on the day he sold to Josh Harris.
Memories. Josh bought the crew brew.
I got one of them. Yeah, man.
And me too.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of, that was like a station. It was a fun fest. Everybody was excited.
Oh, so cool.
I think because we all are connected to the fact that it helps when our products don't suck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the overwhelming thing that we have. So on that note, top of the hour, Lamont Jordan will join us. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I was just thinking about Brother Lane at wide receiver for the Commanders. And for Jalen, this is going to be the first time his boys go to war without him. When you watch your first game of your alma mater and you're gone, half that locker room, if not more than three quarters of that locker room, that's brotherhood. And I know he's going to be excited about it and pulling for the Hokies. And when it's South Carolina, I mean, it's a family affair. You know, and so with Beamers. And so Beamer ball, I really enjoyed covering the Hokies because that spirit, that Sandman thing, I went through stadium, changing of stadiums, which sucks. Whenever you go, it's like a road. If you got to go on the parkway now, I mean, I dare you to not be locked in and focused now. It seems like it's an inch between the barriers. You going down the parkway now.
You're talking like Rock Creek?
No, George Washington Parkway.
Oh, GW. Yeah.
This construction thing.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, nothing but shout out to them. You're talking about Warriors.
Well, the construction's never ending in this area.
Never, but I would not want to be on no kind of thoroughway. People flying by you going in there. Those guys and gals are fearless. But it's so narrow. You haven't been on it lately, have you?
Not on GW Parkway, but you know, I had a friend for a while that was working like road crews on that stuff at night. You do the night ones, man, because they pay you a ton. But man, it's like everybody's drunk driving through cones. Like I don't know that I'd take the money for that, man.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Money's not. Be careful. You're right. If you could not even have a beer and going down that parkway right now. It's that I felt
well,
like...
Well, I just mean like there are drunk drivers out
there. Oh, no,
there
like, are. You know, like, no, oh, no question.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no question. No question. It's like, Gunsmoke, Otis. It's kind of like we no longer even make anybody famous now. Otis was drunk. On Mayberry?
Gunsmoke's time,
well,
man.
Come on,
I'm away. Didn't that start as a radio show and became a TV show, right?
It might have. You outdate
It's like old school.
It
like
that love was one
like
of my
the Phantom
shows.
Nose and all that kind
of
stuff.
One of my favorite gigs, but they just got me this morning. I'm thinking to myself, man, this is tight. It can't be more than 2 inches. It's like you couldn't even open your door. If you had to open your door in the park where no, that thing's getting tore off. And I'm like going, man, this is skills. It's a challenge now. It's like you're in NASCAR and you're going around a bend. I thought, my goodness. But if you want to get to where you got to go. But back to Lane, I remember those days looking back at your boys who you leave and they go to battle. That's what this opening weekend. I guess if there's an upset, if there's one thing.
You think he went down there? You think he's down at the game today?
No. Well, you know what?
Because it's drivable. It's not that far.
No, it's not. He could, because if they're off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be a cool thing to do.
Go hang out in the locker room or something? Or,
yeah, be on the field. Being on the field. Now, I was thinking about him. I really like him as a receiver. He can go. He's a returner. B. Mitch endorsed him, which is the ultimate. Matter of fact, Brian was actually at a practice and actually was, that's what I like about this, that they asked him, for years there'd be people around here, they don't even use your resources. You got him there. And you're not going to put him in a room with the kids and say, look, anybody got any questions for me? I kind of like wrote the book on some of this stuff. But this group did it. There were some other nitwits never even considered it. They were such haters. So I thought that was really good. And B. Mitch gave some thumbs up, which gives me reason to give him thumbs up. He's got a burst and special teams.
I mean, he looks like one of those scrappy guys that'll do whatever it takes to get it done. Whatever the job. Tell him what you need done, and he's going to do what it takes to get it done.
What better teammate can you have?
Yeah.
You want to have a guy. And if you got some skills on top of it, then it even makes it better. This is it's kind of it layered just right, because we needed a bit of a break so college could breathe and get in here and shake this thing up and get it going. And then the following week, pow, pow, pow.
Main course.
It's coming. Oh, man. I seems like we waited a long time. Waited a long time for it. But Holiday having his pipes on Corso. Did you get a chance to see any of Corso's final act?
No.
Yeah, I did not. I taped it. I want to come back and really enjoy it. I appreciate everything he did. What I didn't know was what a bad behind he was. I mean, this dude was a baller. I mean, anytime you got records as you and Dion have them, he balled out. He really did. And I was looking back, some of the films in black and white, but he got the job done. But what he brought to that set was magic. Just a mascot and picking a game. It humanized. It was human.
Yeah.
It just made it so, so good. And then what do you do? How do you top that act?
And some things can't be topped. You just got to kind of keep going on. Yeah. You know,
McAfee, I'm thumbs up. I thought he's a breath of fresh air for it. And he's talented enough to be able to pull it off, but nobody can do that. I just wonder what direction they'll take. Do you not predict games now? Do you not do that?
I mean, I guess we'll see what they're going to do. I don't know.
But would you do as the executive producer?
No, you got to make predictions and stuff. Like, that's still...
But you're not... So you're going to... Embrace it, continue it, or let it go? Because the mascot hit thing, that's Corso.
Yeah, I know. I just, you can't not have predictions. It's a pregame. Like, that's part of the whole thing. You got to talk about all that. Yeah,
so you're not going to continue it. You're going to let it go, even though it is the bomb. I'm asking you as an executive producer.
I'm not the executive producer. This is why I'm the guy here pushing the
buttons.
You got
your own business. What are you talking about? You're an entrepreneur.
Something like that.
Well, that's why I'm asking these questions. But if it's too much pressure, I'll back
up. I don't know. I just never really thought about it until you just asked. I don't know. I mean,
it's all I'm thinking about is next week.
You don't want to like just take something from someone like that, but at the same time.
But can't you honor them?
Yeah.
Isn't it almost the biggest compliment is... for you to continue with something? I think it's something that, you know what? I should have started this off by turning it over to our audience and to ask them, because they've got a high IQ, with the exception of a couple of them. It would be, I just think it's a valid question. What do we do? What next week? Home Depot, when that thing's, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there watching because I want to know. Now what?
Yeah, I guess so.
You got Herbie there. McAfee's got enough juice or personality. Not the same thing, but
no,
are they going to do something similar?
Same.
What do you do? The field goal kicking thing with the money, if it's Pat's cash, he's balling out.
Yeah, that's fine. I just...
It didn't get me. The field goal thing.
That's like watching somebody shoot like a half-court shot at a basketball game. It's fine, but I don't really care if it's not me shooting.
Yeah,
you know, at the end of the
like
day.
It's like something you can see Linnell doing. Having Linnell come out and saying he's going to kick the ball through that. Speaking of that, take a quick break. We come back. Don't forget, top of the hour, Lamont Jordan. We'll be back.